So, Noah, Dom said, did you see cute zoo guy on the way home again last night?
Yes,
Noah sighed. He sat right opposite me. I caught his eye by mistake and I could feel myself blushing right down to my collar.
So he was looking at you?
Not looking. You know how it is on the tube. You're all packed in and stuck facing people for ages. It's inevitable that you exchange a glance sometimes. But I'm sure it's nothing. I can't help watching him, though. Those eyes. I'm a sucker for men with dark brown eyes. They're so intense, like he's looking right into me.
Noah stopped, realizing he was rambling and Dom had heard this all before. Noah had been going on about the gorgeous, dark-haired mystery guy for 2 months now, ever since the first day that Mr. Perfect had stepped into Noah's carriage on his commute, dressed in a London Zoo polo shirt and clumpy work boots. He'd looked at Noah with those melted chocolate eyes and curved his lips in a small smile, and Noah had been lost. When the guy got off at Noah's station, Noah had followed him up the steps and watched him walk away. Noah had thought about trying to talk to him or even slipping his number into the guy's pocket, but he hadn't been able to work up the courage. Safe was Noah's middle name. He'd never been much of a risk-taker.
He might have been looking, Dom insisted. But you're never going to find out if you don't flirt. Or at least try talking to him one day instead of burying your nose in a book and trying to hide the fact that you're hot for him.
Noah stooped and lifted another stack of pristine paperbacks out of the box and passed them up to Dom to arrange on the bestseller's shelf.
But he's probably straight, and even if he's not, he's way out of my league. I'm sure I wouldn't be his type. He looks all fit and outdoorsy, and he's really gorgeous, and I'm... well, I'm nothing special.
Noah shrugged and gestured down at himself. He knew he was relentlessly ordinary. Tallish but skinny, pleasant-looking but not striking, with his short, light brown hair and glasses. Noah wasn't the sort of guy who stood out in a crowd, but he was okay with that.
Dom sniffed.
Don't sell yourself short. You're nice-looking. You've got a cute ass, and some guys really go for that geeky look you've got going on.
Hey, it's worked well enough for me, hasn't it?
He grinned wickedly.
I'm not you, Noah replied.
He liked Dom. They'd been mates for 2 years, ever since Noah started working here and Dom was assigned to show him the ropes on his first day. Their friendship extended beyond the workplace now, and Noah was very fond of him. But since Dom had moved in with his older boyfriend Charles and was living in domestic bliss, he'd stepped up his campaign to find someone for Noah. Noah appreciated the sentiment, but he didn't want to be set up on dates or have his number given to random blokes that Dom and Charles thought might suit him. The thought of having to make polite conversation with a stranger over dinner made Noah's stomach churn. It just wasn't his thing. He was sure he'd meet someone he clicked with one day, but he'd rather find the person through more old-fashioned means. His brief and ill-advised experiment with online dating a year or so earlier had only crushed his already flimsy self-confidence.
Well, don't blame me when you end up dying alone surrounded by cats.
Dom sighed dramatically.
I did my best, but now I wash my hands of you.
Noah snorted. I'll believe it when I see it. Dom couldn't resist interfering, so that resolution would probably last all of 10 minutes. Noah stood in the Starbucks queue at lunchtime while Dom saved a table. When Noah came back with the tray of food and coffee, he found Dom lost in a copy of Metro, the free newspaper that was distributed around London.
What's so interesting? Noah asked as he started to unload the cups and plates.
Does your mystery man ever read this?
Noah frowned.
Yes, he usually picks up a copy. Why?
Dom lifted his head and met Noah's confused gaze with a grin and a glint in his blue eyes. He picked up the paper, turned it around so Noah could see, and stabbed at a small column on one side of the page with the title, Rush Hour Crush.
I dare you.
Noah took the paper and looked at the section Dom was pointing at. He raised his eyebrows as he read, folded up the paper and set it aside on an empty chair. He shook his head.
Oh no, no way!